The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There's been a lot of talk in the news lately about eating insects as food. In many parts of the world, insects are a common delicacy. It's estimated that over 2 billion people around the globe regularly eat insects. And why not? They're a great source of protein, and there's certainly lots of them. And why not? They're a great source of protein, and there certainly are lots of them. While I did dabble in eating ants in Thailand in the Peace Corps many years ago, there's one insect in my garden I'd love a recipe for. It's the tomato hornworm. This time of year, tomato hornworms are attacking tomatoes, nicotiana, peppers, and solanaceous weeds. This caterpillar can grow up to 6 inches long. It's actually the larval form of a gray-brown hawk or sphinx moth that we often see buzzing around flowers in summer. With a 4 to 5 inch diameter wingspan, this moth is hard to miss. The hornworm population builds all season, and we usually start really seeing them in late summer. Since they're well camouflaged, it's often shocking to run into a tomato hornworm on a tomato branch munching away. I can swear I can almost hear them crunching on the leaves with their sharp teeth. Actually, they aren't harmful to us, but can defoliate a tomato plant pretty quickly. To control this green pest, handpick individuals and drop them into soapy water. For big infestations, you can also spray Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT, on the plants to kill them. Of course, you could also grill up a batch of fried green tomato hornworms for dinner, too. If you happen to see white protrusions on the back of your hornworm, leave them. These are the cocoons of the braconid wasp. It's a parasitic wasp that will kill the hornworm once they hatch and infect more hornworms. And now for this week's tip. To ensure your pumpkins and winter squash ripen on time, cut back the stem ends now and remove any new flowers or baby squashes. The plant will then send more energy into maturing the existing fruits. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about tuberous begonias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.